MC Harriet, today's November 27, 2008. Alright, well, thank you so much for participating in this project. It will surely benefit the community, now and in the future. The goal of the questionnaire is to produce as detailed and coherent a narrative of your story as possible. In light of that, we encourage you to feel free not to worry about it for not, you know, providing an answer that's too long or too in-depth. That's exactly what we'd like. And we realize that you already signed the consent form, but we also want to let you know you should feel free to tell us if there are any particular things you say during the interview that you would like us to keep out of the educational exhibition or presentation materials that will be created based on these interviews. Okay. So go to question number one. Okay. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there as you were growing up. Where were you born, first of all?
You didn't see it in this paper?
Yes, yeah, but I want to record you saying it. I already wrote it down and everything. We just would like to get
I was born in the city of Panama. My parents, Mrs. Panchita, the dear de Graham, and my father, Eustace Constantine Graham.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you remember about your time growing up? And what neighborhood did you grow up in?
At first, I was living on Muller's Building. Mm-hmm. And then we moved from Muller's Building to the Canal Zone. When I was almost 11 years old, we moved to the town of Red Tank. Mm-hmm. And my brother George and I received our elementary studies at the junior high school education. During those years in Red Tank, I was very active in St. James Episcopal Church, serving as a Sunday school teacher as well as a choir member. Then the family moved to Paraiso and we lived there until my father retired from the Panama Canal Company, at which time we moved to part of the family.